Despite California's status as a sanctuary state, it appears to be the focus of increased immigration activity after a sweep in Northern California earlier this week that drove Oakland's mayor to issue a warning to her constituents ultimately resulted in more than 150 arrests. Closer to home, FM89's Carrie Klein brings us this story of a San Joaquin Valley resident who was recently ordered to leave the country despite years of being allowed to stay.
Marta Lozano was notified last month that she had until March 1st to leave the U.S. for her native Mexico after an appeal to her deportation order was denied. She says her biggest concern is her three sons, all U.S. citizens living in Modesto.
Mis hijos, mi enfermedad también.
Her other big concern is illness. Lozano was in remission from thyroid and breast cancer. Her deportation order goes against the judgment of a doctor in Modesto who argues she needs regular doctor's appointments, one of which was scheduled for next month. Speaking through her 25-year-old son, Jonathan, Lozano says she's worried about finding care in Mexico and accessing the many medications she's currently taking.
¿Cuánto tiempo voy a parar para tomar la medicina?
Yeah, she says she can't be days without taking her medicine. How is she going to be out there stopped for maybe months or maybe years?
Another unusual hallmark of Lozano's case is that immigration authorities have known about her for over a decade. She was ordered deported in 2003, but every year since, she's been granted a stay of deportation, even during her first few years in remission. Lozano has no criminal record. In a last-ditch effort to keep Lozano in the country, her attorney, Camille Cook, asked U.S. Senator Dianne Feinstein to appeal to Immigration and Customs Enforcement, or ICE. She did, and in the words of Cook, ICE will not budge. ICE did not respond to a request for comment. Cook says Lozano's deportation follows a trend in which ICE is increasingly deporting people it had permitted to stay in the past.
And I think this case is a perfect example of that, with the exception that it seems to be one of the most tragic ones in the sense that she has absolutely no criminal record, and it's only because her health is somewhat improved that they've now decided that time's up.
Cook says Lozano's bus left early Thursday morning. Her husband was deported in 2009. Lozano's two adult sons will together take care of her youngest son, a 14-year-old in junior high. With Valley Public Radio News, I'm Carrie Klein.